Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
Babysitters of Reddit, what were the weirdest rules parents asked you to follow? This thread was a gem, and it would be a travesty if I did not share it with you.
Go for it.
So 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, 855-237-8756. If you were our babysitter and got some outrageous rules from the parents when you showed up to babysit the kids. Number one, I used to regularly babysit one of my younger cousins. At nap time, I had to put her in a zip-up pajama with feet. I then had to duct tape the zipper down and duct tape the wrist in a way that wasn't restricting, but she couldn't pull her hands into her onesie. If I didn't do this, she would pull her hands in and dig in her diaper. My aunt got tired of cleaning poop covered walls regularly.
It almost sounds dangerous.
Well, so yeah, the duct tape was at the wrist.
Taping, a child's wrist just seems dangerous to me.
It seems wrong. All right, next one. If Brady stands by the door, it just means he needs to go out. Open the door and let him back inside in a few minutes. Brady was a four-year-old boy.
Oh, come on.
I was wondering. I'm like, the dog? The cat?
No. Yeah, I guess he enjoyed going pee-pee outside. So if he stood by the door.
I can understand
that
it.
That meant it was time for him to go outside and to go number one.
This four-year-old wants to go out and ground.
Nature, man.
Yeah.
I had to put the kids to sleep with the CD player going. That wasn't the weird part. It was a recording of their parents basically going, Molly, you are wonderful. You are a star. You're going to shine bright. That isn't super weird, but it was several hours long. And apparently they listened to it every single night. Like, I'm all about affirmations, but a 2 hour long CD of them while you're going to sleep?
Yeah, that's intense.
That's excessive.
Yeah. Up until that point, I was like, I do those affirmations with my dad. 2 hours? No, yeah. We got 30 seconds. Yeah.
My dad did just the opposite. It was 2 hours of just telling me I was a piece of crap. on a loop.
All right, not a rule, but a single mom once told me to use the bat by the door in the event the kid's father comes by and tries to take them. Oh, that was pretty weird and uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I would say so.
That'd be jarring.
Yep. Wouldn't go back and babysit that one.
They're like specifically looking for a softball player to be the babysitter.
Wasn't a rule, but on my first day, they sent over an adult male friend of theirs who asked to come in. I said no and was then told I was being tested and I had passed.
Wow. What?
They tested the babysitter by sending a strange man she did not know, but they did, to the house to see if she would let him come in. And she said no, so she passed the sniff test.
I don't hate that. That's your job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This one is a wild ride, so buckle in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was 13 and was babysitting my neighbor's kids. It was my first time, so the parents walked me through all the rules about the bathroom, TV, food, bedtime. Just as the parents were taking off for the night, the mom came back in and whispered to me, "Don't go into the basement." As a teenager in the 80s, my mind went to all of the scariest movies that had basements. I avoided the door to the basement all night until I had put the kids to bed. Then I walked slowly to the door and put my ear against it. I heard what sounded like whimpering. and then it sounded like sad laughing. I ran to the couch and started watching TV to get my mind off of it. But then I heard something fall in the basement and knew someone was down there. I really don't know how I got the courage slash stupidity to do it, but I went over and opened the door. The whining instantly got louder. I went down just 3 or 4 stairs so I could peek down, and I saw a goat.
What?
Not a ghost, a goat. As soon as the goat saw me, he started bleeding loudly. It scared the crap out of me. I went upstairs and the goat was still bleeding loudly. So much that it woke up the kids. The oldest girl came out and said, "Did you open the door to the basement?" I said, "Yeah, why?" She said, "When you do that, Carlos thinks you're going to feed him."
Carlos!
And he starts yelling. So thank God I knew it was a goat, because if she had said that before it went down, I would have thought Carlos was some kidnapped person in the basement who would yell for food. It became very funny to me. The mom came home and I told her what happened and she almost died of laughter. They were repairing the goat pen and had to keep him in the basement for a few days. I still remember every moment of that night.
Carlos
vividly.
The goat is awesome. Awesome.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.